Thank you for being an incredible supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, the home of the skillful art of manipulation. We're thrilled to have you as part of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes and comments mean the world to us and help us reach a wider audience with our stories. Plus, with new episodes released every day, your feedback plays a vital role in shaping what we create. It truly makes a difference. Your loyalty and enthusiasm fuel our passion for crafting gripping tales, and we're so grateful for your support. Today, we're excited to present The Firewall Saint, a story that promises to keep you on the edge of your seat. Let's dive into this thrilling narrative together. Chapter 1, Baptized in Fire. The Vatican doesn't have hackers. At least, not officially. Cybersecurity is an illusion, and faith in security is just another religion. People believe firewalls, encrypted vaults, and biometric logins make them untouchable, but I know better. Everything, every system, every locked door, every hidden ledger, has a weak spot. A flaw waiting to be exploited. That's why they hired me. They called me Saint, an ironic mockery of the sins I washed clean. My real name is irrelevant. My past, even more so. What matters is what I do. I baptize leaks in holy fire. When a scandal threatens to bring the church to its knees, I rewrite the truth. When a journalist uncovers financial fraud, I make their evidence disappear into digital purgatory. When a priest's sins leak onto the web, I flood the servers with enough noise to drown the whispers before they turn into screams. I am the confessor of the Vatican's darkest secrets. But tonight, I was the one seeking absolution. The room was dimly lit, the glow of my monitors casting long shadows against the cluttered walls. My fingers danced over the keyboard, navigating through layers of encrypted Vatican archives. Their latest breach was nothing special. Some overeager journalist had cracked an outdated firewall, pulling a dump of internal documents, emails, and transaction logs. Sloppy work on both ends. The hacker wasn't skilled enough to cover their tracks, and the church hadn't listened the last 5 times I warned them about vulnerabilities. I sighed, opening the first set of files. Routine damage control. Bank transfers routed through shell companies. Donations repackaged as financial mismanagement instead of money laundering. The usual sins. I skimmed through confidential letters, watching words morph from blackmail into simple misunderstandings as I altered timestamps and sender details. Then I saw a name I wasn't supposed to see. My fingers hovered over the keyboard. A folder sat at the bottom of the breach, a collection of files labeled with Latin phrases. Sacramentum Silentiae. The Sacrament of Silence. That was new. Curiosity got the better of me. I clicked. The screen flickered. A list of names unfurled before my eyes. High-ranking officials. Bishops. Cardinals. Men I had cleaned up for in the past. But this wasn't the usual financial fraud, the embezzlement, the bribery. This was worse. I scrolled down. My stomach clenched. Pictures. Videos. Emails. Conversations. Evidence no amount of digital absolution could erase from my mind. Children. The church. A network stretching across countries, tied together by blood-stained rosaries and hollow prayers. I swallowed hard, a cold sweat forming on the back of my neck. I'd covered up a lot of things, buried countless sins beneath layers of manipulated data. But not this. Not this level of depravity. This was beyond corruption. This was a sickness woven into the very fabric of the Vatican itself. I exhaled sharply and leaned back in my chair, running a hand over my face. They knew I knew. A soft chime pulled my gaze back to the screen. Incoming transfer. I frowned. I hadn't submitted an invoice yet. My stomach twisted as I hovered over the notification, my cursor trembling slightly before I clicked. The message was simple. For your silence. I stared at the words, my pulse thudding in my ears. This wasn't a payment. It was a warning. A test of loyalty. A line drawn in digital sand. I had spent years working for the Vatican, washing their sins clean with ones and zeros. I had justified every crime, convinced myself that manipulation was just another word for survival. I had played their game, lived by their rules. But this wasn't just another job. This was a crossroads. I turned my head slightly, glancing at the encrypted hard drives stacked neatly beside my monitors. I could do what they expected. Erase the files. Wipe the evidence. Pray that my silence bought me more time. Or I could burn it all down. My fingers curled into a fist. I reached for my phone, scrolling through contacts until I found the one I hadn't dialed in years. An old acquaintance. A journalist with more integrity than sense. I hovered over the call button. Then I heard it. A car engine outside. A flicker of movement through the slats of my window blinds. Someone was here. They didn't even give me a full hour. I acted on instinct. My hands moved fast, ripping a flash drive from my desk, stuffing my laptop into a backpack, deleting my traces as quickly as I could. My heart pounded as I pulled my Glock from the drawer, the weight of it cold against my palm. By the time the first knock came at my door, I was already out the back window. I ran. The city blurred past me in streaks of neon and rain, the streets slick beneath my boots. I kept my head down, moving fast, weaving through alleys and side streets, my breath sharp and shallow. They weren't going to crucify me. Not without a fight. And if the Vatican thought they could silence me, they had no idea who they were fucking with. Chapter 2, The Judas Contract. They say when you run, you should never look back. That's a lie. The ones who don't look back end up with a bullet in their spine. I sprinted down the rain-slicked alley, my heart hammering against my ribs, adrenaline making every detail razor-sharp. The stink of piss and rotting garbage filled my nostrils. My boots splashed through puddles of filth, my fingers tightening around the strap of my backpack. I didn't have time to check if they were following me, but I knew they were. The Vatican doesn't waste time when it comes to tying up loose ends. The moment I found that file, Sacramentum Silentiae, my life became a countdown. I had 2, maybe 3 hours before my face was on a hit list. Before someone with steady hands and dead eyes put a bullet in my head and called it divine justice. I needed an escape route. My apartment was compromised. My bank accounts were useless. If they weren't frozen already, they would be in minutes. My usual safe houses were too obvious. That left me with one option, go dark. But first, I had to disappear. I cut through a maze of alleyways, zigzagging toward the metro station. My hood was up, my head low. The streets were alive, neon signs flickering through the mist, a choir of car horns and distant sirens echoing between the buildings. I reached into my pocket, pulling out a prepaid burner phone. It was already on borrowed time. The moment I made a call, they'd have a trace. I thumbed through my contacts, hesitating for just a second before pressing dial. The line rang once. Twice. Then, I was wondering when you'd call. A voice like gravel, smooth but with an edge. Felix, I exhaled, ducking into the metro station, scanning the crowd. I need an extraction. A pause. Then a slow chuckle. Let me guess. Vatican trouble. I reached the platform, my reflection a ghost in the dirty glass. How fast can you get me out? Felix whistled low. Depends. How deep in shit are you? I glanced over my shoulder. 2 men in suits had just entered the station. Clean cut, subtle, but their posture was wrong. They weren't commuters. They were hunting. Up to my neck, I muttered. Then we've got a problem, Felix said. No, I thought bitterly. This was all my problem. But Felix wasn't the kind of guy you argued with. He was ex-Mossad, a ghost who'd been running black ops before I even knew what an IP address was. If anyone could help me vanish, it was him. If you want out, he continued, you're gonna need to give me something in return. I clenched my jaw. I should have seen this coming. I have something, I said, voice low. A file. A big one. Another pause. Then Felix's voice went cold. How big? The kind that gets men killed. Felix inhaled sharply. Fuck. I didn't have time for hesitation. Can you help me or not? A beat of silence. Then, meet me at the docks. Warehouse 17. You've got 1 hour. After that, you're on your own. The call ended. I shoved the phone into my pocket and forced myself to stay calm. My heart was trying to punch its way out of my chest, but panic was a luxury I couldn't afford. Not now. I adjusted my grip on my backpack, shifted toward the edge of the platform, and prepared to board the train. That's when I felt it. A presence. Too close. Someone was right behind me. A hand brushed against my back. Light, almost casual, but deliberate. I spun fast, my fist already swinging. It connected with flesh. A grunt of pain. The man staggered, but he wasn't alone. The second one lunged at me, grabbing for my arm. I twisted, breaking his grip, using his own momentum to shove him off balance. The first guy recovered fast, yanking something from his coat. Gun. Shit. I moved before he could raise it, slamming my backpack into his face. The gun went off, a deafening crack that sent the crowd screaming. I didn't stick around to see if he had a backup shot. I bolted. I tore through the station, shoving past bodies, vaulting over turnstiles. Security alarms blared, but I didn't stop. My only focus was getting the fuck out. The second guy was fast. I heard his footsteps pounding behind me, closing the distance. He was trained, but so was I. I reached a stairwell and took the steps two at a time, my lungs burning. The exit was ahead, a metal door leading to the street. Almost there. Then pain exploded across my back. The bastard tackled me, and suddenly I was airborne. My body crashed against the pavement, the impact rattling my skull. Fuck. He straddled me, pinning my arms. His face was young, but his eyes were old, dead and merciless. A professional. Stay down, he said, breath steady. Go fuck yourself, I spat, headbutting him. He reeled back. I didn't waste the opening. I wrenched free, driving my elbow into his throat. He choked, grabbing at his neck. I spun, grabbing the gun from his holster. He realized too late. I shot him in the leg. The bullet tore through muscle, and he collapsed, screaming. Blood pooled beneath him, his hands gripping his thigh. I got to my feet, chest heaving. Then I saw the first guy. Still alive. Still armed. He was aiming at me. I fired first. The shot hit him square in the chest. He crumpled. I didn't check if he was dead. I turned and ran. The city swallowed me whole. I kept moving, slipping into shadows, changing directions at random. By the time I reached the docks, my pulse had slowed, but my hands still shook. Warehouse 17 loomed ahead, dark and silent. I approached cautiously, checking my corners. Then I stepped inside. Felix was waiting. He stood near a table, a cigarette burning between his fingers, eyes flicking over me like he was sizing up a corpse. You look like shit, he said. I dropped my backpack onto the table. I've had a rough night. Felix exhaled smoke, watching me. The file. I pulled out a flash drive and slid it across the table. It's all there. Names. Evidence. Everything. Felix didn't touch it. Instead, he studied me, expression unreadable. You sure about this? I nodded. Felix sighed. Then I hope you're ready. Ready for what? Felix leaned forward. For the church to crucify you. Chapter 3. The Judas Code. Felix slid the flash drive between his fingers, turning it over, watching me the way a butcher watches livestock before the kill. His eyes, cold, calculating, held the weight of someone who had seen too many men bleed out on dirty floors. You realize what you've done? He asked, voice low. I exhaled sharply, dragging a hand down my face. My pulse was still hammering from the firefight at the station, but there was no room for exhaustion. Not yet. I burned my bridge, I said flatly. Felix scoffed. Bridge? You didn't burn a bridge, Saint. You set the whole fucking city on fire. I pulled out a chair, dropping into it, my body aching from the fight. Good, I muttered. Let it burn. Felix took another drag of his cigarette, his gaze flicking toward the massive steel doors of the warehouse, as if he expected them to be kicked open at any moment. You always had a death wish, he murmured. But this is different. I clenched my jaw. I wasn't going to cover that up. Felix sighed, running a hand through his short-cropped hair. Yeah, that's the problem. He leaned forward, stubbing his cigarette out on the metal table between us. You think I don't know what happens to guys who try to take down the Vatican? The ones who go digging in places they shouldn't. He didn't have to finish the sentence. They disappear. The church has a long memory and a short tolerance for problems that can't be contained. I had spent years cleaning their messes, turning blood into wine, burying skeletons in places no one would ever think to look. I knew how they worked, which is why I knew I had maybe a day before they sent someone else. And this time, they wouldn't miss. Felix tapped the flash drive against the table. So what's the plan, genius? You think this is enough? You think leaking it to some journalist is going to bring the whole house of cards down? I didn't answer, because the truth was I didn't know. I wasn't an idealist. I didn't believe in justice or redemption. But this was different. I had spent years looking the other way, telling myself I was just a hacker, just a tool, just another cog in a machine too big to fight. But there were lines even I couldn't cross. Felix read my silence for what it was. He shook his head, muttering something in Hebrew under his breath. You're a stubborn son of a bitch. I need to get out, I said. And I need to get this out. I tapped the drive. You still have contacts in the darknet leak networks. Felix raised a brow. You think dumping this on the darknet is going to do anything? It's a start, I said. If it spreads, if people see it before they can scrub it, they'll come at you harder, Felix interrupted. They'll dig you out of whatever hole you crawl into and make you wish they'd just shot you. I already knew that, but I wasn't backing down. Felix sighed again, rubbing his temples. Then, after a long pause, he stood and grabbed an old laptop from the corner of the warehouse. He powered it on, fingers flying over the keys, tunneling through encrypted layers until we were deep in the darknet, invisible to most prying eyes. Once this goes live, there's no taking it back, he warned. You ready for that? I didn't hesitate. Do it. Felix inserted the drive and began the upload. And that's when everything went to hell. The first bullet shattered the warehouse window. I hit the ground before I even registered the sound, my instincts kicking in before my brain could catch up. Felix dove behind a crate, his gun already drawn. Fuck, he hissed. I rolled onto my stomach, drawing my own weapon. My ears were still ringing from the gunshot, but my mind was clear now. Focused. They had found us. And they weren't here to negotiate. Another shot rang out, hitting the metal support beam near my head. The echoes rattled through the warehouse like thunder. Felix peeked around the crate and fired twice. A grunt of pain followed, and I heard a body hit the floor. At least three, Felix muttered. Maybe more. Of course. The Vatican never sends just one. I glanced at the laptop, the upload bar still crawling forward, inching toward completion. 86%. Not fast enough. Another burst of gunfire. Felix ducked back, cursing. We need to move, he said. I nodded, gripping my Glock. Cover me. Felix didn't hesitate. He popped up, firing three shots in quick succession. I used the distraction to dart toward a stack of shipping containers, keeping low, my heart slamming against my ribs. Another round of bullets tore through the crates. They were closing in. Felix ducked into cover, reloading. Tell me you have an exit plan. I've got an idea, I said. Felix smirked. I hate your ideas. But he didn't argue. I reached into my backpack, pulling out a small, palm-sized device, a signal disruptor. With a flick of a switch, the entire warehouse was plunged into darkness. The lights, the laptop, the gunman's comms, everything went dead. For a split second, the world was silent. Then all hell broke loose. Shouts. Footsteps scrambling. I moved fast, cutting through the dark, counting my steps, my body memorizing the layout of the warehouse. Felix was already moving too. A sharp whistle cut through the noise, a signal. I followed, slipping between crates, my gun held tight. A gunman stumbled ahead of me, cursing in Latin. I pressed the barrel of my Glock against his temple and pulled the trigger. His body dropped before he could scream. Felix reached the exit first, throwing the doors open. Moonlight spilled in, and for a brief second, I thought we had made it. Then I saw the second team. Four men. Silenced weapons. Already waiting. Felix raised his gun, too slow. The first bullet hit him in the shoulder. He grunted, staggering, but he didn't go down. He fired back, dropping one of them. I took out a second before they registered what was happening. The third guy was fast. Too fast. His gun was aimed right at me. I moved. The shot grazed my ribs, fire tearing through my side. I ignored the pain, squeezing the trigger twice. The third guy collapsed. The last one hesitated, just a second too long. Felix put a bullet between his eyes. And then it was over. The night was silent again, save for Felix's heavy breathing. He clutched his shoulder, blood seeping through his jacket. You good? I asked. Felix winced. Define good. I exhaled, pressing a hand to my side. My own blood was warm against my fingers. The laptop. I turned back toward the warehouse, squinting through the dark. The power flickered back on, the signal disruptor wearing off. The screen still glowed faintly. The upload was at 100%. It was done. It was out. Felix let out a pained chuckle. Guess you really did burn the whole fucking city down. I didn't answer. Because for the first time, I realized. I wasn't the only one running anymore. Now the Vatican had a target on both our backs. Chapter 4. The Cost of Truth. I wasn't afraid to die. That wasn't bravery. It was acceptance. Anyone who plays this game long enough knows the rules. We either disappear, get locked away in some dark cell where no one will ever hear us scream, or we die fast with a bullet to the head, or slow, if they want to make an example out of us. But Felix. Felix didn't sign up for this. Blood seeped through his jacket, a deep crimson soaking his shoulder. He pressed a hand against the wound, his face pale but sharp with adrenaline. This was not my fucking problem, he muttered, forcing himself to stay upright. I grabbed his arm, dragging him forward as we staggered away from the carnage we left behind at the docks. The city stretched ahead of us, shadows and neon lights, rain washing away the blood trailing behind us. I didn't stop to think. I didn't have the luxury. We were exposed. The moment that file finished uploading, we became the most hunted men in the world. Felix's breathing was ragged, but he kept pace, his body running on sheer willpower. "We need to get off the grid," he said. Now, he was right. The Vatican wasn't going to waste time. If they weren't tracking us already, they would be soon. And once they had a location, they wouldn't send amateurs. They would send ghosts. People like me. We reached an intersection, the sound of sirens in the distance making my pulse quicken. I pulled Felix into a side alley, my grip tight as I forced him into the shadows. His eyes flicked up toward me, questioning. I pulled out my phone. One last call. I had burned every bridge I had, but there was one person, one name left in my contacts list that hadn't tried to kill me yet. I hit dial. The line rang once, twice. Then, a voice I hadn't heard in years picked up. "I was wondering when you'd crawl back, Saint." "Juno." I let out a slow breath, my back pressed against the cold brick wall. "I need extraction." A short laugh. "Of course you do. Felix is hit," I continued. "We don't have time for games, Juno. Can you help us or not?" There was silence. A weighted pause. I knew she was thinking, calculating. Then, "You still owe me for Istanbul." I closed my eyes. Fuck. Istanbul wasn't my fault. That's what all traitors say. I clenched my jaw. "Juno." "Relax," she interrupted. "I'm not a saint, but I'm not the church either. Meet me at the East Terminal. 2 hours. If you're not there, I assume you're dead." The line went dead. I pocketed the phone, exhaling sharply. Felix smirked weakly. "Juno." "Yeah. Jesus," he muttered. "Might have been easier if you'd called the Pope himself." East Terminal, 2 hours later. The train station was empty. A dead place, filled with flickering lights and echoes of something long abandoned. Felix was fading fast. The blood loss had taken its toll, but he was still standing. Barely. I kept my grip on my gun, eyes scanning the platforms. My body was tense, waiting for the inevitable. Juno was unpredictable. She had every reason to hand me over. But if she wanted me dead, I'd already be dead. A figure stepped from the shadows, heels clicking against the concrete. Juno. She hadn't changed. The same sharp features, the same cool, unshaken stare. She wore a long black coat, a cigarette dangling from her lips, her silver ring glinting in the low light. "You look like shit," she said, giving Felix a once-over. "You should see the other guys," Felix rasped. Juno smirked. "I did." That set off alarm bells. She already knew. I stepped forward, my voice steady. "They're coming." Juno exhaled smoke, unfazed. "They were already here." Felix stiffened. I reached for my gun, but Juno's hand shot up, stopping me. "You don't want to do that, Saint," she said. A shape moved behind her. Then another. Fuck. I had walked into a trap. Felix groaned. "God damn it." Juno sighed, tossing her cigarette to the ground and crushing it under her boot. "I told you," she said. "I'm not a saint." The men stepped forward, black suits, cold stares, the unmistakable air of Vatican agents. They weren't here to negotiate. Juno turned back to me, her expression unreadable. "They made me an offer I couldn't refuse." I clenched my teeth. "You sold me out." Juno smirked. "No, Saint. I bought myself out. The Vatican was always one step ahead. I had trusted the wrong person." Again. Felix swayed beside me, his breath shaky. He was too weak to fight. Juno tilted her head. "They don't want you dead." I narrowed my eyes. "Then what do they want?" Juno took a step closer, lowering her voice. "They want you to confess." I laughed. A dry, humorless sound. "Confess to what?" "To the biggest lie of all." I froze. Juno leaned in, her lips just inches from my ear. "They don't care about the files, Saint. They don't care about the evidence." She pulled back, her eyes gleaming with something I couldn't place. "They only care about control." It clicked. The Vatican didn't want to erase the truth. They wanted to rewrite it. Juno smiled. "So what's it gonna be?" The agents stepped forward, their hands hovering over their weapons. Felix was too weak to run. Juno had already made her choice. And me? I had one bullet left. One chance. And only one way this was going to end. I exhaled. Smiled. Then raised my gun. And fired. Chapter 5, A Bullet for God. The shot rang out like a thunderclap. Juno didn't move, not even a flinch, because the bullet wasn't meant for her. Felix gasped, his body going limp as my arm tightened around him, keeping him upright. His breath came in shallow, ragged gulps, his strength fading fast. But his eyes were sharp, watching, waiting. The bullet had hit one of the Vatican agents square in the throat. Blood sprayed across the platform as he crumpled, his hands grasping at the wound, choking on the taste of his own mortality. One down. The others reacted fast, too fast. A second agent moved before I could adjust my aim, his gun already rising. I grabbed Felix and shoved both of us sideways. The bullet meant for my skull shattered the tiled wall behind me, sending sharp fragments into my cheek. Pain lanced through my ribs, the wound from earlier burning as I forced myself to move. Felix was dead weight now, his body too weak to carry itself. Fuck. I didn't hesitate. I raised my gun again, aimed for the second agent's head, and squeezed the trigger. Click. Empty. Shit. The agent's gun was already on me, his finger tightening on the trigger. And then Juno moved. Fast as lightning, she grabbed his wrist and twisted. The gun went off, but the shot went wide, shattering one of the flickering station lights above. A second later, she drove her elbow into his throat, making him stagger. I didn't wait for an explanation. I lunged, wrenching the gun from his grip before he could recover. Two shots. One in the chest. One in the head. Two down. The third and final agent hesitated. Not because he was afraid. Because he was calculating. His gun was steady, his eyes sharp. He wasn't some low-level enforcer. He was a specialist. A cleaner. Someone who had spent years putting men like me in the ground. But Juno was standing between us now. And she was smiling. That's three bodies in less than 10 seconds, she said, wiping a fleck of blood from her lip. You should be impressed. The agent didn't speak. His silence told me everything I needed to know. He wasn't going to waste words. He was going to finish the job. Juno's smirk widened. Or maybe you're starting to realize that this isn't a fucking job anymore. The agent's jaw clenched. I saw his decision before he made it. His gun shifted, aiming not at me but at Juno. And I realized, in that moment, that she had played her cards too well. The Vatican doesn't reward traitors. It eliminates them. I moved before he could pull the trigger. I wasn't fast enough. The gun went off. Juno staggered. She grunted, hand flying to her side, blood already staining her coat. She didn't scream. Didn't even make a sound. Her fingers curled around the wound, her body swaying slightly, but her face, was still that same fucking smirk. Like she had been expecting it. Like she had planned for it. The agent took a step forward, ready to finish the job. He never got the chance. Juno moved like a goddamn specter. One second she was reeling, the next she had his gun, twisting it out of his grip, flipping it, and driving it straight into his gut. One shot. Point blank. His body stiffened. His mouth opened. No sound came out. He fell. Hard. Three down. And then there were none. For a long moment, the station was silent. The bodies around us weren't moving. Felix was still breathing, but barely. Juno, on the other hand, was laughing. Soft, breathless chuckles. You should see your face, Saint, she said, wincing as she pressed harder against her bleeding wound. Fucking priceless. I stared at her. My pulse was still hammering. My body was still bracing for another fight, another enemy lurking in the shadows. But there was nothing. Just the three of us, surrounded by corpses and broken glass, the scent of gunpowder thick in the air. I ran a hand down my face, smearing blood and sweat. Jesus Christ, Juno. She chuckled again. Wrong church. Felix let out a weak groan. I snapped back to reality. We were still in danger. The Vatican wouldn't send just one team. The second they lost contact, they'd send another. And another. Until we were buried 6 feet under. We need to move, I said. Juno nodded. I've got a car. But first, she walked over to the dead agent, knelt, and pulled a phone from his pocket. With bloodied fingers, she typed something. I narrowed my eyes. What are you doing? Juno smirked. Buying us time. Then she tossed me the phone. I caught it instinctively, glancing at the screen. One simple message, sent to an encrypted Vatican channel. Target eliminated. Package secured. Returning to base. I inhaled sharply. It was a lie. A beautiful, fucking brilliant lie. For now, they thought we were dead. We had just stolen time. Maybe an hour. Maybe less. But it was enough. I turned to Felix. His breathing was shallow, his eyes flickering between consciousness and whatever the fuck came after that. "Come on," I murmured, gripping his arm. "Stay with me." Juno sighed. "You always did pick the worst company, Saint." I ignored her. She led the way, moving faster than someone who had just been shot should have been able to. I carried Felix as best as I could, my ribs screaming in protest, my mind already calculating our next move. We had just killed 3 Vatican operatives. We had just faked our own deaths. But the war wasn't over. Not yet. Not even close. Juno's car was waiting, an unmarked black sedan, the kind that blended into every city in the world. She slid into the driver's seat. I hauled Felix into the back, then got in beside him. Juno started the engine. Her hands were steady. Her eyes were sharp. She turned to me, one eyebrow raised. "So," she said, "where to, Saint?" I exhaled and smiled. "We're going to the Vatican." Juno's eyes widened. Then, after a second, she laughed. Laughed hard. "Fuck me," she muttered. "I knew you were crazy, but this?" I leaned back in my seat, watching the city blur past. "I think it's time we paid the Pope a visit." Juno smirked. Then she floored it. The war wasn't over. It was just beginning. Chapter 6, Saints and Sinners. The car roared through the streets, tearing past stoplights, weaving between traffic like a bullet shot from a sniper's barrel. Juno drove like a woman possessed. Felix groaned in the back seat, half conscious, his blood soaking through the fabric. The ride was rough, but he didn't complain. Not that he had the strength to. His skin had gone pale, his breathing slow and shallow. "Not good. Keep him alive," I ordered, my voice clipped. Juno scoffed, one hand on the wheel, the other pressing against the fresh bullet wound in her side. "I'm not a fucking doctor, Saint." "Then drive faster." She smirked, shifted gears, and the car lurched forward, tires screaming against the asphalt. The Vatican was behind us. For now. But not for long. Juno's trick, faking the target-eliminated message, bought us time, but time wasn't infinite. The moment they realized their agents weren't coming back, the floodgates would open. They'd send everyone. I had spent years cleaning up their messes, manipulating digital trails, burying evidence of their crimes. I knew how they operated. I knew their patterns. And I knew what they feared most. Exposure. Not rumors. Not conspiracy theories. But real exposure. Undeniable proof. They weren't afraid of death. They weren't afraid of war. But the one thing that could bring them to their knees was truth. And now. Now I had it. The plan. We pulled into a warehouse on the outskirts of the city. One of Juno's safe houses, unmarked, abandoned, and wired for silence. Felix was barely breathing by the time I got him inside. Juno cleared a metal table with one sweep of her arm, sending empty shell casings clattering to the floor. "Put him here." I hoisted Felix onto the table, my muscles screaming from exhaustion. He groaned in pain but didn't fight me. That was bad. If Felix had the strength to be pissed, I'd know he was still fighting. Juno grabbed a med kit from a rusted locker, tossing it onto the table. "You're stitching him up." I frowned. "I thought you weren't a doctor." "I'm not." She gave me a sharp look. "And neither are you." But I didn't argue. There was no hospital. No clean, sterile ER waiting to fix him up. We couldn't risk stepping into the public eye. Not yet. I yanked open the med kit. Alcohol. A needle. Thread. Some gauze. Not much, but enough. Felix grunted when I poured alcohol over his wound, but his eyes remained shut. "Stay with me, old man," I muttered, threading the needle. Juno leaned against the table, watching as I worked. "So, Saint, you want to tell me what the actual plan is? Or are we just playing Russian roulette with our lives?" I didn't look up. "We're not running." Juno let out a sharp laugh. "Yeah, I got that much. We're taking this all the way to the top." Juno's amusement vanished. "The Pope." I nodded, finishing the first stitch. Juno exhaled slowly. "Jesus." I ignored the irony. "We don't just have evidence. We have leverage," I continued, my voice steady despite the chaos swirling in my mind. "Right now, the Vatican's priority is making sure no one ever sees what's on that flash drive. They'll do whatever it takes to erase it." Juno crossed her arms. "And you're banking on them being too scared to kill you before they get it." "I'm banking on the fact that they'd rather contain the problem than create a martyr," I corrected. Juno let out a slow breath. "You're playing a dangerous fucking game, Saint." I finished the last stitch, wiping the blood from my hands. "Yeah," Felix groaned. His eyelids fluttered. He was coming back to the surface, slowly. I turned to Juno. We need a direct line to the Vatican's inner circle, I said. Juno arched a brow. You really think I keep those kinds of connections? I stared at her. She stared back. Then she sighed. I might know someone. Of course she did. The Vatican's shadow. His name was Father Moreno. A cardinal with one foot in the holy world and the other buried deep in the Vatican's darkest corners. He wasn't a believer. Not in God, anyway. Moreno worshipped power. Juno made the call, using an old encrypted line. The conversation was short, clipped. But when she hung up, her face was unreadable. He'll meet us, she said. Where? She exhaled. Rome. Silence. Felix stirred, his voice weak. You're both insane. Juno smirked. Yeah. I glanced at the laptop on the table, the one I had used to upload the files to the darknet. They were out there, but it wasn't enough. Leaks get buried. Scandals fade. People forget. I needed to force the Vatican's hand. I needed to make them afraid. And the only way to do that? Take the war to their doorstep. Juno watched me carefully. We get to Rome, and then what? You really think Moreno's just gonna roll over? No, I admitted. But he'll listen. And if he doesn't? I checked my gun. My last magazine. Then we do it the hard way. Juno snorted. That's your backup plan? Just shoot our way through the fucking Vatican. Worked so far. Juno laughed. Actually laughed. Holy shit, Saint. You're a fucking psychopath. I didn't argue. Because maybe she was right. Maybe I was crazy. But I had nothing left to lose. Felix groaned. His hand twitched, his eyes fluttering open just long enough to glare at me. If I die in Rome, he rasped, I'm haunting your ass. I grinned. I'd expect nothing less. Juno clapped her hands together. All right, boys. Let's go piss off the Pope. One flight. One bullet. One chance. Getting to Rome wasn't hard. The Vatican had eyes everywhere, but they weren't looking for ghosts. Felix was stable. Juno was still bleeding, but she didn't complain. I had one job. Get to Moreno. Make him listen. And if he didn't? Well, even saints have their limits. As we stepped onto the plane, I glanced at Juno. She caught my stare. What? I hesitated. Then, you sure you're in? Juno smirked. Saint, I didn't come this far just to back out. Fair enough. I leaned back in my seat, closing my eyes as the plane took off. Next stop, the Vatican. Next stop, war. Chapter 7, The Last Confession. The plane touched down in Rome under the cover of night. The sky stretched wide and endless, a deep, consuming black, broken only by the cold glow of city lights flickering below. The Vatican loomed in the distance, ancient, untouched, and unshaken by time. A monument to power, built not on faith, but on control. I had spent years working in the shadows of that power, whispering into the void, rewriting sins in the language of ones and zeros. I had taken the worst of them, their secrets, their crimes, their filth, and baptized it in holy fire, erasing it from existence. Not anymore. Tonight, I wasn't here to cover up the truth. I was here to set it free. The Judas meeting. Juno was already on the move before the plane doors had even opened, her sharp eyes scanning the terminal as we stepped into the thick, humid air. Felix followed behind, slow but steady, his injuries holding, though barely. We moved like ghosts, no luggage, no questions, no wasted movements. Our contact, Cardinal Moreno, had agreed to meet us in an undisclosed location, somewhere deep in the Vatican's labyrinth of ancient corridors and forgotten chambers. He wasn't a fool. He knew what we had, and more importantly, he knew what would happen if we released it without warning. Juno hailed a cab. The ride was silent, the only sound the low hum of the engine as the city blurred past us. The closer we got to the Vatican, the more the tension thickened, pressing against my ribs like a loaded gun. Felix broke the silence first. This is a suicide mission. Juno smirked. Most fun I've had in years. I didn't say anything, because Felix was right. But the thing about suicide missions? Sometimes they work. We arrived at the designated meeting point, a secluded passage tucked beneath the looming walls of the Vatican, hidden behind layers of history that most tourists would never see. Ancient stone pathways stretched ahead, winding like veins beneath the holy city, a network of secrets older than the church itself. Moreno was waiting. He stood in the center of the chamber, draped in the regal red of a cardinal, a stark contrast against the decay of the forgotten corridors. He was tall, elegant, the kind of man who had spent decades perfecting the art of deception. When he spoke, his voice was smooth, polished. Saint, I stepped forward. Moreno, he offered a small, knowing smile. I assume you didn't come all this way to pray. Juno chuckled, leaning against a cracked stone pillar. Depends. Do you take confessions? Moreno's smile didn't falter. Felix cleared his throat, shifting his weight slightly, his hand hovering near his side, close to his gun. Moreno noticed. His expression flickered, just for a second. I assume you've come to negotiate. I pulled a flash drive from my pocket, holding it up between two fingers. The last copy. The one thing standing between the Vatican and total annihilation. Moreno's gaze flickered to it, sharp and calculating. He knew what was on it. He knew what it meant. And yet, he wasn't afraid. I felt it then. A shift in the air. Like a storm waiting to break. This wasn't just a negotiation. It was a trap. The betrayal. The first gunshot came from the shadows. Juno moved before I could react, tackling me to the ground just as the bullet whipped past my head, embedding itself in the stone wall behind me. Felix cursed, drawing his weapon, firing blindly into the dark. More figures emerged, Vatican enforcers. Trained, silent, deadly. The kind of men who didn't miss. God damn it, Moreno. I growled, rolling behind a pillar, my pulse hammering. The cardinal sighed, adjusting the cuff of his sleeve. Did you really think I would let you walk in here and dictate terms? Juno popped up from cover, fired two shots. One of the enforcers dropped. The others didn't hesitate. Bullets rained down. We were outgunned. Outnumbered. Felix groaned, pressing against his wound, his face twisted in pain. We need a way out. There isn't one, Juno muttered. She wasn't wrong. But there was one thing left. One final move. The firewall falls. I reached into my jacket, fingers closing around a second device, a modified phone, rigged with an encrypted signal. The kill switch. I activated it. Every single file. Every name. Every crime. Leaked. To every major media outlet. Every underground network. Every dark corner of the web that couldn't be silenced. I didn't have to win this fight. I just had to make sure they lost. Moreno's expression finally broke. He knew. The damage was done. You arrogant fool, he whispered. I smirked, blood dripping from my temple. Guess you should have confessed. The gunfire stopped. The enforcers hesitated. Their orders had changed. No more execution. Only containment. They needed me alive now. I took the chance. Juno moved first, a blade flashing in her hand as she lunged at the nearest enforcer. Felix fired again, hitting another in the leg. I turned, saw Moreno trying to run. Not today, motherfucker. I grabbed him by the collar, shoving him hard against the stone wall. His breath hitched. Where do you think you're going? I asked, my voice calm. His eyes flickered, fear, rage, desperation. The Vatican will. I cut him off, with a single shot, point blank. His body slumped. And just like that, the Vatican had lost its voice. The final judgment. Sirens wailed in the distance. The city was waking up. Felix groaned, slumping against the pillar. That was fucking insane. Juno wiped blood from her lip, shaking her head. That was a work of art. I exhaled, my ribs aching, my body broken. But it was over. The truth was out. No amount of Vatican money, no army of enforcers, no Holy Empire was going to bury this. They would deny it. They would fight it. But the world wouldn't forget. Not this time. Juno grinned. So saint. She nudged me. What now? I looked at Moreno's body. Then at the Vatican towering above us. Then at the horizon, the first hints of dawn creeping through the ancient walls. I smiled and walked away. The Vatican had fallen, and the firewall saint had finally been baptized in fire. The war was over, and I had won. The end.